SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Three iconic Australians experience firsthand what it takes to save a life.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Long before she earned the honour of the title Auntie, Rhoda Roberts knew that she'd have to forge her own path.
50 years ago, at 16, I was asked about my dream. I said I wanted to be a writer, a journalist, and I was told I was a dreamer.
And her family feared racism would make her dreams impossible. They didn't know it then, but nothing would be impossible for Rhoda Roberts. One day, their daughter would be thanked by the Prime Minister of Australia. And in late 2025, Anthony Albanese would not be the first Australian leader to acknowledge her.
Rhoda, thank you so much for everything you've created, inspired and shared. We honour your extraordinary career and the pathways you've carved for all who follow you.
But long before that, she trained as a nurse in the 1970s, working in London in the early 1980s, before returning to Sydney to study performing arts. Acting roles in TV shows and plays soon followed.
I saw you playing footy this afternoon.
You were taught lies.
Let me tell you, we're on it for a bit of a ride.
Those years propelled her into a career as a producer, director and actor of screen and stage. And one dream became another before she became Australia's first Aboriginal primetime television presenter in 1989.
Good evening, I'm Rhoda Roberts.
And I'm Michael Johnson. Welcome to First in Line.
By the time marchers reached the local member's office, Barry Steggall, it became quite obvious and all too clear the racist attitudes and community divisions that have occurred in Swan Hill over the development site.
Auntie Rhoda spoke with SBS for the broadcaster's 50th anniversary, reflecting on her first days there.
Hearing those first radio shows that began SBS and then walking into Milsons Point, where we used to have our office, and going into that first studio where so many groundbreaking shows were being put to air, it was pretty astounding.
The prominent role was the first of many firsts in a life that defied expectations. But her life was also marked by tragedy. In 1997, her twin sister Lois was murdered in Lismore on the New South Wales mid-north coast. She disappeared while hitchhiking and her killer was never identified. Lois's mother and Rhoda have since raised her children. Auntie Rhoda co-founded Australia's first national Aboriginal theatre company, founded and directed the Festival of Dreaming, and was head of First Nations programming for the Sydney Opera House for a decade. Her talents gained global attention in her production of The Awakening, a performance choreographed for the Sydney Olympics opening ceremony.
The rebirth has started.
Rhoda was still a dreamer, and she was sharing hers and her people's with the world. Her heritage was at the heart of everything Rhoda Roberts did, including as a director.
I was able to employ language interpreters, and we were able to translate one of the most studied plays in the Western world, Waiting for Godot, or Nundalaya Godot Gay, into the Bundjalung language. And for me, that was something that had never been done.
It would be near impossible to name every instance in which she broke new cultural ground before and after 2016, when she was awarded an Order of Australia. She's been credited with starting the tradition of acknowledgement at public events and coining the term Welcome to Country. The ceremony takes place at the beginning of an event and is performed by the traditional custodians of the land to formally welcome people onto country. It came about when she was running the Aboriginal National Theatre Trust in the 1980s, and they wanted to introduce the protocol from communities to the arts community. Rhoda Roberts AO was also SBS's Elder in Residence. In 2022, she spoke with NITV about what she described as an emerging new era for First Nations Australians.
We're actually being heard. We have platforms now where we can voice our opinions. And I guess, you know, we wanted to report news like every other news service. Of course, you know, there has to be a certain distance, there has to be the story told, and the balance of the story. But I think now more and more Australians are coming or becoming aware that First Nations culture is a thriving culture. It's ancient, but also fits in this world.
50 years after sharing her ambition of becoming a writer and journalist, Auntie Rhoda spent 2025 on her many pursuits, including a one-woman show, My Cousin Frank. The play was a tribute to another remarkable member of her family, the first Aboriginal person to represent Australia at the Olympics. Rhoda's beloved children and partner gave perhaps the most important review of a life well lived, standing in her dressing room backstage at the Sydney Opera House.
It means so much to just, yeah, for our people and for our family. And
Mum's always been like, just be kind, kindness, be kind. And there were always these moments where I'd be like, no, like sometimes you need to, you know, stand up to people and don't let people walk over you. But at this stage, I see what her kindness has brought her.
It's just a beautiful play. I mean, the stories of all those Aboriginal stories are just amazing. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of her.
SBS Chair Dr. Nicholas Pappas AM says Rhoda Roberts led with bold, visionary leadership, conviction and a deep sense of cultural stewardship, and has left an enduring mark on Australia's creative and cultural life. He says her contribution set a benchmark grounded in culture, integrity and purpose. He says she strengthened the connection between First Nations cultures and contemporary multicultural Australia and will always hold a special place within SBS. Dr. Pappas says she expanded what is possible in Australian media, and her influence will continue to guide the SBS network and the broader arts and media sector for years to come. Greg Dyett, SBS News.
Medicine returns for a powerful new season.
Our role is being there on someone's worst day.
It can also be a really tough place to work.
Step onto the front line with First Nations medical practitioners.
You had a fall, did you?
With unprecedented access.
You can't control what's going to happen next.
The series reveals how modern medicine and cultural knowledge work together to deliver better care.
That's a pretty beautiful thing to be part of.
Our Medicine. Stream now on SBS On Demand.